Former Jillaroo horsebreaker and bull catcher, Australia's first female professional bush poet and best-selling author, Sandy Thorne has released a new book. It's called My Mate Gidgee, an outback story of hard yakka and humour. And Sandy joins us to have a chat about it. How are you doing today, Sandy?
G'day, Andrew. I'm doing pretty well, mate, watching the chops on the barbie.
Well, you can't ask for better than that. So tell us a little bit about the book. What's My Mate Gidgee all about?
Okay, it's about the long, long friendship over four decades, the last four decades of the 20th century, between a young Aboriginal gun shearer, a son of a gun shearer from Walgett, and Tom, who is a pastoralist. He's a battler out in the Western Division, very tough, marginal country. He's trying to form a pastoral empire. And young Gidgee and he become best mates when Gidgee, in between sheds, he goes and works for Tom, and they work together, ring barking and horse mustering, horse breaking, lots of things that end in an ing. and they work very, very hard out in that stinking heat of the west, you know, the far west, and to keep themselves, you know, chugging along. Tom is a naturally funny fella, and he tells Gidgee funny stories all the time and keeps Gidgee laughing.
Sandy, there's nothing quite like working out in the heat of western New South Wales. It's certainly oppressive, isn't it?
Yes, it's extreme, and especially in summer, you know, we get used to it. We live out there and we're used to going mustering when it's well into the 40s. So, but Gidgee and Tom go through lots of hardships and disasters together and support each other. For instance, when Gidgee was a teenager, he's wrongly imprisoned, which used to happen back in the 50s. The young Aboriginal boy got himself into trouble, but it wasn't his fault. But the magistrate wouldn't listen, and Tom supports him through that terrible time in his young life. And then later on in middle age, Tom, who is normally a happy-go-lucky, joke-cracking larrikin, he goes through a crisis where part of his empire looks like being stolen through treachery.
Right.
And he turns from this really funny fella into a homicidal madman, bent on murder, and Gidgee decides in the true Aussie way to sacrifice himself to save his best mate from going to jail.
I did want to ask you, because we write from what we know, the two main characters here, Gidgee and Tom, are they sort of parts of people that you've met and known in your time?
They're sort of composites, Andrew, of Tom, for instance, of all the old, real, tough old bushies that are still going in their late 80s and 90s around Lightning Ridge, where I, as I told you earlier, I work on a station out there as the oldest Jillaroo in the West, and there's all these really tough old-timers still out there. So Tom's a composite of those bushmen who, they're just amazing. And Gidgee is a composite of, we have a lot of Aboriginal shearers come out to obviously shear and crutch and landmark and all that sort of thing. And they're so funny, like we're just laughing all the time. They're absolute characters. So Gidgee is a composite of all those young fellas that come out and work for us and work really hard.
My Mate Gidgee, an outback story of hard yakka and humour. Sandy Thorne, congratulations on the book and thanks for joining us on 2NM to have a chat about it.
Thank you, Andrew. And if you don't mind me just mentioning for the listeners out there, if they're trying to obtain the book, it's important to know the publisher is New Holland, a good Australian company, New Holland, and they've printed it in Australia, which is bloody fantastic.